is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. We're live today at the Bear Paw Lodge, Target Logistics Facility in Williston, North Dakota. We're going to chat with the mayor of Williston, the mayor of Boomtown, USA. Ward Kozer will join us on the program today. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him. We're brought to you this hour by Green Technologies, the folks that are the leader in this recycled flowback and produced waters, which certainly increases the environmental stewardship of fracking in the Bakken. And well site locations are often remote, so there's a lot of challenges, a lot of costs involved of sourcing and disposing of waters becoming even greater, further underscoring the need to do that recycling right on location. That's what Green Technologies does. They're leaders in frack water recycling, utilizing a mobile filter press service to provide on-site water treatment. They also are the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, which is the best all-natural absorbent product, especially produced for oil field applications. Now you know why they're called Green Technologies. Find out more about them at GT, that's for Green Technologies, GTMWT.com, or call them at 855-246-4312. There you go. All right. Mr. Bakken was unable to be here today, but you're going to hear him in your ear, Mr. Mayor. And he says hi. Nice good to see you.
Good to see you.
Glad to have you on the program today. What did you think of the interaction with the Republican leader, Eric Cantor, today here?
It was very, very interesting. You know, I think it was great that he came out here. I suspect when he leaves North Dakota, he'll have a much better understanding of the oil industry, what's going on in North Dakota, and how some of the things that are happening here could be translated and used around in the rest of the United States.
What's the most common reaction when you have, you know, VIP guests like Congressman Cantor, Leader Cantor here today? What, you know, from their perceptions, their expectations to when they leave, what do you see?
Well, I think oftentimes when they come here, they're just overwhelmed by how much activity there is here. You know, this is a great place to live and play and work. We understand that. But just the opportunities that are here, what the economy is here, how this economy is helping to drive North Dakota and how it's actually helping to even improve the economy of the United States. But they're just impressed at how much there is. They will tell me that, we heard a lot about it, but once we got here, it's just more than they expected.
Ward, Steve Bakken here. Sorry I haven't talked to you for a while, but nice having you on the program today.
Yes, Steve.
From a outside looking in perspective, what does it mean having contingents from California across the country? Now Eric Cantor, these different entities from different levels of government, all focusing on North Dakota and the Williston area. What does that mean from the outside looking in, from a perspective of Williston going, people are paying attention, we're going to get some of the help that we need?
Right. I think it's critical that they come out here. You know, you can read about a place, you can see a story about a place, but there's nothing like actually having boots on the ground and actually being here, talking to people in real life, in real time, seeing for yourself what's going on. Getting an understanding, you know, Kathy Nessa did a wonderful job this morning of kind of explaining this whole fracking process. And I would expect that Congressman Cantor has a new and better understanding of that whole thing. And this is critical. It's critical, for us that we have an understanding in Washington, D.C. of what's going on, the process we're using, how North Dakota regulates it. Because if we want to continue this growth and we want to continue to be the healthy, vibrant community, we need to make sure that the government supports us but doesn't regulate us out of business. That's always one of our concerns here, is that the government, does things to people, not necessarily for people.
By the way, if you have a question or comment for Mayor Kozer, certainly welcome today at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Welcome your questions or comments for the mayor of Boomtown, USA. You embrace that Boomtown, right? Some folks think that's a negative connotation.
Yeah.
Not in your mind, right?
No, the CVB came to me when they were looking at trying to determine what they should brand us as. And the argument they had was, a lot of people around the country already see it as Boomtown. And so you don't have to go through that whole learning curve. When people hear of Boomtown, they might already think of Williston. And so I think it's good. And Williston is booming more than just in oil. You know, there's a lot of activity going on. We just had the Babe Ruth World Series here. Unbelievable experience. We had teams from all of the United States in Williston for about 10 days, and they got to touch and feel and see what we're like. There's just a lot of activity here, so I think it's a great way to brand the city.
What are some of the other areas of booming? You mentioned the events like that, and 2 years ago, you wouldn't have had the hotel space for an event like the Babe Ruth World Series. You've come a long way in a very short period of time as a community.
Yeah, it has. The motels are a good example of what, you know, a couple of years ago, you just couldn't get a motel room. Now you probably can, at least most nights of the week. Apartment buildings, you know, we've had just a tremendous amount of that. At a city commission meeting last night, our building inspector was saying, I think there are about 950 to 1,000 apartments that have been permitted this year that are under construction. Another situation was a couple of years ago, not only couldn't you afford an apartment, but you couldn't even find one. Well, now you can find them. The price is still high, but we think, you know, as more and more come on the market, that will start to soften a little bit and become more affordable for people.
We had a call earlier from Watford City for Kathy to say, you know, I live here, I like it, but the infrastructure is not keeping up fast enough with everything that's going on. And obviously there's an enormous amount of money being spent, there's fast-tracking, everything else, but both the caller and Kathy kind of said more needs to be done. Are you in that camp?
Yeah, they're right on that. We've worked hard at this, and you know, communities like Watford City, we feel, you know, that we're kind of the center of the activity, but Watford is really the epicenter. I mean, that's really where all the drilling is going on right now, and they have huge challenges. I think they're reacting well to them. They're certainly doing their best, and I think they're going to be able to handle this. I think of Williston, we're investing hundreds of millions of dollars on infrastructure. And although we're not where we need to be yet, we've made a lot of progress in the last year, and we're going to make a lot of progress in the next year. You know, so I think a couple years down the road, these people are going to say, I can breathe a little easier. The infrastructure is in place. There's a medical facilities I need. There's the schools I need. There's shopping I need, restaurants. Those things will be in place. So I tell our people, you know, it's been a challenge. There's no doubt about it. And there's a lot of bumps and potholes and dust and dirt and whatever. But we're getting better. And you just hang in there for a little while. And Williston will never be the same little town it was years ago. But I think it can be a premier city in the state of North Dakota.
There's been some talk of moratoriums on development at the county level. There's talk about restrictions on the crew camps. But what's your view on the sort of slow it down theory?
Well, we haven't really been talking about that in the city, and we're I think unable to get our arms around it. The county has a real challenge. I mean, if you think of it, in the city, we're all within a few square miles, and so we know what's going on. We can control it probably better than you can when you're dealing with the whole county, and you have things going on here and there, wherever, some that you know about and some you probably don't know about. So I can empathize with them. And if they feel that they need to put a moratorium for 6 months till they get their feet on the ground and get everything organized, I guess I'll support that. And as far as the city goes, we're just moving ahead as fast as we can. The legislature was better to us than they've ever been. We didn't get everything we wanted or everything we needed, but they did give us some support, and we're going to put that to good use. I think people are going to be really pleased with what they see a year or two down the road.
Tell us a little bit about that relationship between the city and the county. You've been at odds a little bit on some things as far as the pace of the growth. For the most part, are you on the same page with Williams County?
Yeah, we certainly are. We have been notoriously a county and a city that have worked well together. If you go back a number of years, we probably did more things jointly than any city, county in the state. We shared city engineer, assessor, planning. We just did a lot of things together. Now, as we've both grown rapidly, that's obviously put stress on it. And so, for an example, now the county has their own engineering department. And so you don't have some of that conversation going on where you're on a daily basis talking to each other. But, Dan Kalil, the chairman of the county commission, has a tough job. But I know he's working very hard. I know him personally very well. We talk fairly often and try to keep our communications open. And so although we have maybe had differing viewpoints on a perspective of all this growth, I think we still get along very well, and we're both committed to work with each other to make this the best city, county, in the state to do business in.
You have a new county commissioner, a new city commissioner, right?
We have a new city commissioner. We had one of our city commissioners, Commissioner Bogar, who is moving to Bismarck to start a new business of his own. We certainly wish him well in that. And last night at our commission meeting, we appointed a new city commissioner, Chris Brostrin. He'd been on our planning board. I think he's going to bring a lot of energy and ideas to the commission. Hit the ground running. He's got a lot of work to do. He's got some interesting portfolios. He will have the portfolio for planning, for building, for water, for sewer, airport. You know, so he's going to be busy, but he seems up to the challenge and excited to take the job.
You know, pretty interesting you had that many candidates,
yeah.
Given the fact that this isn't exactly a kind of a, you know, mail-it-in, leisurely little post, is it?
No, we had actually 9 people who applied, and I was on a committee that sat down and interviewed them, to see kind of, what they saw job one, where they saw us going in 5 years, what they would bring to the commission, questions like that, and I was just impressed. I hope we can find ways to incorporate some of their ideas. So even though they weren't chosen, some of these, we're going to try to incorporate those.
Want to know anything about Williston, North Dakota? Here's the guy, the mayor, Ward Kozer, with us on the program. More after this break. Don't go away, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hedlund with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Your mind powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you have any questions concerning the Williston area, the guy to talk to, of course, the mayor, Ward Kozer, with us on the program. Scott up at Bear Paw Lodge, Target Logistics, Workforce Camp up in Williston. And if you have any questions or comments, once again, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Your opportunity to pick the brain of the guy in charge in Williston, Mayor Ward Kozer. Mayor, recently you've had a lot of boom going on in Williston, economic development, some of the projects that you're working on. One of the big ones is Menards coming to Williston. Tell us a little bit about that project.
So we certainly need more retail, we're short of that. We've been short of that forever, it seems like. And Menards is the first one who, you know, bitten the bullet and bought some land, and will be developing. We expect another number of other retailers to come to town, and so that's exciting. Restaurants, we have a couple of new ones that have opened. We have, I think, four or five more under construction. You know, so we're going to catch up one of these days.
And specifically, Menards required a little bit of a carrot. Some folks said, what in the world
sure.
do you have to give Menards a incentive to come to the Bakken for? Explain the thinking behind that.
Well, what we've had to do in Williston from the beginning, actually going back 5 or 6 years ago, we couldn't get anybody to build an apartment. And so the city had some incentives to get some built, and they're now built, and a lot of them built. The incentive sense has long gone away. And we did the same thing with motels. We couldn't get anybody to build a motel. We had an incentive for the first one or two. Took that away, and now there's plenty of those. We did it then with the retail sector. We determined a couple of years ago, we need to somehow break this bubble. We need to get them to make this commitment. And so it wasn't necessarily Menards. It was for actually an area where Menards was going, and we put in some infrastructure for them, a street and some water and sewer. And then Menards is the one that's the first one's going to take advantage. Any of the businesses that go up in that site will be able to take advantage of the incentive the city had.
And that's what it took. I mean, that was that. I mean, why weren't they coming here?
Well, what we hear from them in our area is just a real concern about finding employees. If you keep in mind, you know, we have unemployment less than 1% in Williston, so the big players who might need 150 or 200 workers, they get real nervous. Even when we had that incentive, we had a difficult time. It took a couple of years for Menards to finally, you know, say, okay, I guess we're going to go ahead and go. You have to do things differently in a town like this. When you have this kind of activity, this kind of pressure on your workforce, you've got to do some interesting things. The city, for an example, you know, actually has to pay a housing allowance just to get employees. Now, that normally wouldn't be the case, and I normally wouldn't even support that. But if we want to have policemen on the street, we need to have a place for them to live and something that they can afford.
If you have any questions or comments for Mayor Ward Kozer of Williston, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Jim in Fargo, what's your question for Mayor Kozer?
Yeah, Mayor Kozer, I appreciate the leadership you provide on the city level. You're a real calming factor. I've been doing work up in the Williston, Tioga area for a while here. What I'm curious about is the sewer capacity and maybe an update on the airport and where things are at.
Okay. First of all, on the sewer capacity, you know, we've been at full capacity. We've been actually kind of pushing the limits there. We have a new sewage treatment plant under construction, the first phase of that. I think in our budget this year that we're going to be talking about next week, we're going to be looking at the first $25 million going towards that, or not the first, but $25 million going to that. So we think we'll be able to keep ahead of that. It's going to take us a couple of years to kind of get that get it constructed and get it complete. So we're going to be okay. The airport, you know, we're working with the FAA and the state. We had a meeting, I guess I was briefed last night after our commission meeting on the status of that. We have spent actually probably a year and a half or so looking at proposed sites. We had an engineering firm who came up with those, and we're hoping within the next, goodness, by next spring, to actually announce where that's going to go. Once again, the legislature actually put some money out there for us to help with that airport, and the city is budgeting money for that. So, you know, it's going to take, actually, to build an airport, normally it takes 10 years. We're going to try to do it in 5 years. We've probably spent about one of those years, so you know, hopefully in 4 years or so, we'll have a new airport that will have more capacity. Obviously, we're pushing ourselves to the limit right now. Our airport terminal, I think, was designed for about 8,000 employments. This year, we're going to have between 80 and 90,000 employments, and who knows when we get to the new airport what that number will be.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate the call. Postmaster General was up here not long ago. In some of the smaller communities, we hear about real difficulty in that area. Is it a problem in Williston?
It's been a problem. You know, I think they're doing a little bit better now. They seem to be getting caught up and getting some more people here. But it's been a real challenge, even in Williston. You know, with all the people coming in, and you have people who are living in temporary housing situations where they have to come and pick up their mail. We don't have a big enough post office. We don't have enough parking for people to come and get their mail. I know I listened to them talk down in Watford City, and they have some huge challenges there because pretty much everybody has to come pick up their mail, and they used to have 1,400 people, and now they have probably 10,000 that are coming to get their mail in just a very small building with restricted hours. You know, it's interesting. You had the right man here. If anybody can fix the problem, the Postmaster General can. He said all the right things. We'll see now if he's able to follow through. But I do want to tip my hat to the local workers, and I think all these communities would say this. The problem isn't with the local workers. They're great workers and give 110%. They're just shorthanded. They don't have enough room. They're just working in a difficult situation. You know, and on a local level, we react fairly quickly to that. The state probably takes a little longer. The federal takes even longer. So it was certainly appropriate that was here. We commend Senator Hovind for getting him here.
That's life in the Bakken, though, isn't there? Because there's ripple effect after another all of this increase in activity.
Yeah, whether it be your medical facilities, whether it be your schools, whether it be your daycare, whether it be your police department, sewer, cleaning the streets, whatever.
Do you feel like, though, you're making more progress every day?
Yeah, we are. I tell people, and I really believe we're better off today than we were a year ago. We're a lot more under control. We have some things going in the right direction. I think a year down the road, it's even going to be closer to that. We won't be where we want to be in a year, but I think we're going to be going down the right path. It's interesting, Scott, you know, when you look at the projects that we've worked on for years, four-laning highway 85 between Williston and Wofford, we've been working on it for probably 15 years. That's happening now and going to be hopefully close to completed next year. Getting a permanent truck route, we've been working on it for probably 5 or 6 years. That will be happening next year. Getting an overpass across from the east side of the town to the west side of the town. Been talking about that for 30 years. That's happening next year. Downtown streetscape, where we just renovate and rejuvenate our downtown, fix up, put water, sewer, new streets, curb and gutter, and all that. That's happening next year. So there's a lot of things coming down the road, you know, and so I only think we're on the right track.
Mayor Kozer, if you're going to prioritize, what does Williston need right now? Top three. What do you need as far as infrastructure or for growth of the city? 1, 2, 3, what are the top priorities for Williston?
Well, number one is the easiest one to pick, and that's affordable housing. That has just been such a huge challenge for us. We got to deal with that, and we're doing everything we can to make that happen. Secondly, we need to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place. We got to make sure that we can handle the sewage, that we have a good water supply, that we have the roads we need and whatever. And the third thing, and I don't know, sometimes it may need to be first, but it's quality of life. We got to make sure that we have a quality of life here that keeps these people who are here. We've got a lot of young people moving here. They love it so far, but if we want to keep them, we've got to have a good quality of life for them.
Fantastic. Appreciate the update on Boomtown USA. Mr. Mayor, good to see you.
Hey, it's great to see you, and thanks for being our community.
Mayor of Williston, Ward Kozer with us. We're at Bear Paw Lodge, Williston today.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, what's in your mind on the road today up in Williston? They're at 79 degrees. This hour in Williston, Bismarck, Mandan 74, Dickinson 74, Minot 77, in Jamestown 78, 82 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks 81, Fargo 77, Miles City 76, in Rapid City 73, Mobridge 79, Lemon 70, and Aberdeen 74. Shaping up to be another nice day as we head across the region. Those temperatures, they're up there, though. Maybe school should not be going on right now.
It's a scorcher, that's for
sure. It's a scorcher.
800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. We have open phones till the top of the hour. One of those open phone callers might even be Eric Cantor. We'll see if that happens before the end of the hour today. If it doesn't, we'll catch up with him tomorrow and get a report on his tour of the Bakken. That's why we're in Williston today at Bear Paw Lodge, brought to you today by Dan and the team at Green Technologies. They're down there in Watford City, North Dakota. We thank them as a sponsor of the program, and we know water is central to everything that's happening in oil and gas operation, and all the demands for environmental stewardship point to the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters at the well site, which is very often remote. The challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters is even greater when those sites are remote, so that is another reason for recycling water on location. Well, guess what? The folks at Green Technologies can do it. They are leaders in this frack water recycling, utilizing a mobile filter press service to do the on-site water treatment better than anybody else, consistently clean, recycled flowback, and produce waters at great rates with minimal footprint and lowest cost per barrel. Green Technologies, also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent products specially produced for oil field applications. Call them for more information at 855-246-4312. Check them out online at gtmwt.com. to see what Green Technologies can do for you. 855-246-4312. Some folks couldn't wait to weigh in on various questions, comments today, and that's why we have the ability to leave your comments if you'd like. And let's get to a couple of those calls that want to weigh in. First one is a question on gun control issue here at 800-220. Totally forgetting our number all of a sudden. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550.
Senior moment, Scott?
Exactly right. Trying to get all those numbers in.
Anyway, probably still in a food coma from all the food up at Target Logistics. What'd you have for breakfast?
Omelet. Actually, beautiful big omelet. Little cheese and onion made-to-order omelet. And last night, a little chicken Marcella. They had tacos. They had might have had a Rice Krispie bar too in the middle of the night as a snack. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the ice cream machine is one of my favorites. I know the ice cream machine is one of Kevin Kramer's favorites.
Yeah, I didn't find the ice cream machine, but I was a little reserved. Anyway, let's go to that call on gun control. Sorry, and then we'll take more of your calls.
Hey, good morning, Scott. This is Steve Johnson, Grafton, North Dakota. Just heard on the radio that North Dakota has changed carry laws in our state a little bit. I guess we can now openly carry a firearm in North Dakota. The only problem is it has to be unloaded. I don't know if there's anybody out there that can lead me to the right direction to see more on this law, to see if concealed weapons holders can carry a loaded firearm or not openly. It'd be nice to find out. Thank you, sir. Bye.
You know what he's talking about, Steve?
If you have your concealed carry permit, you don't have to have an unloaded gun. I mean, there's certain places that you can't. You know, they change the law as far as the churches, but I know there's quite a few concealed carry instructors around the region that are listening to the program. So if one of those want to call in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We always defer to the knowledge of the listeners.
Now, one story here suggests that the new state gun laws are less restrictive, saying under a new state law, it's now legal to carry unloaded handguns openly during daylight hours. The new law actually prevents local ordinances that are more restrictive, which included one in Fargo, which required guns to be concealed. So I don't know if he's talking about that, but Fargo police have been talking about the new law with the community folks, so they know what's going on. And but if you are a private business owner, you have the right to have more restrictive firearm policies on your property. But he was suggesting that the new law says that you have to have an unloaded gun. That's not the case.
No.
If you have concealed carry, right?
Exactly.
Now, I understand. I think you can have an unloaded handgun, carry it openly during daylight hours without a concealed carry under state law. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think you might have misheard what was going on there. So there, you know, I mean, I guess they think the fair characterization is the new state gun laws are less restrictive than they were before, not more. But he might have been worried about some laws specifically in the local areas. But again,
and of course, in private businesses, it always refers to the business owner, which I do agree with. It's their property; they can do what they want of it.
Let's go to Tim in Culm, North Dakota. You're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim.
Good morning, guys. I like your program and everything, and I have one suggestion. You know, those of us that are on the eastern side, we don't know all the energy companies that are out there and who sell stock. And for those of us who would maybe like to financially invest, have a portfolio, could you guys get a stockbroker on, a stock analyst from once a month, every 2 weeks, whatever, to talk about, you know, these are the good stocks to buy. This is what's hot right now. Here's what's coming up if you want to buy stock.
It's a great question. Yeah,
very good. So there actually is a Bakken fund out of Minot, North Dakota. And Mr. Wallstead. I know Dick Wallstead, but it's Dick's brother, and I'm trying to remember his first name. That they have a fund where they specifically go out and find companies that are doing business, investing heavily in the Bakken, and set up a special fund. So, you know, you sort of spread your investment across a number of different companies, but specifically related to the Bakken. So, there's a number of folks that do that. I know, my buddy Rick Lee, is very well schooled on that, and Rick is over at, one of the Fargo firms. He's got a new name now for his company, and I can't remember the name of it. But it's a good suggestion, Tim, just to be able to answer some questions. And I thought it was fun too to have Kathy on today because she answered a lot of questions about people. You know, which way is this play going? Where is it going? What's happening? But you raise a good point because you might be far from the oil fields, but you still can play, right?
Well, that's it. You know, if a guy's got some money to play with to buy into some, I mean, some of these companies are big players, but maybe not huge companies, but they sell stock, and they're maybe making some money, and it's a chance to invest. So,
yeah, there's the Gardner Financial Services is the name I was thinking of. Rick Lee, I know Rick would be able to lead you right to that special Bakken fund, but he's very well. It's actually called the Viking Integrity Fund, and they have. Viking Integrity Funds, I think, manages a number of funds, but they have specifically a Bakken Mutual Fund. And so anyway, we'll schedule Rick and Mr. Wallstead. I don't know why I can't remember his first name, but on the program, and it's a good suggestion. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. By the way, if you can't wait to get your answers, I know you can give Rick a call. I just found his contact info here at Gardner Financial Services, 701-356-2205. So I want to find out more about that Bakken fund, because good suggestion. By the way, we appreciate your suggestions. We really do. So, Tim, with a good idea like that, we always want to know who you want for guests. All right, another call waiting. Wants to weigh in on the question of the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's famous speech. This caller asserts that there's a new kind of discrimination out there. Let's see if you agree with him, Steve, or any of our callers.
You know, listening to the comments this morning, Monday here, on the old, ugly history of segregation and then the end of that era, it's well to remember that that separate but equal idea, and earlier going all the way back to the Dred Scott decision, was an outcome of decisions made by the Supreme Court of the United States. And yet the Warren Court, in ordering desegregation in the early 60s, had as its Chief Justice a man who had segregated out, arrested, and ordered by Roosevelt to round up all of the Japanese Americans, Japanese descent, and take them to concentration camps, you could call it, although they were never on a scale of anything like the Soviets ever had with slave labor. And that discrimination has only very reluctantly, very slowly, been apologized for and remediation undertaken. We have discrimination going on today by the IRS. We have discrimination going on today by the politics of the Department of Justice under Eric Holder. Discrimination isn't dead. Those days aren't gone. And they are focusing now with the full might and weight of the federal government on people who oppose Obama, who put a spotlight on the corruption in the Department of Justice, the IRS, the NSA, the Benghazi and State Department cabal and crew. There is discrimination, all right, and it is far more insidious and powerful, because now there are secret tools, there are secret information files that are really an effective tool of Big Brother in almost every sense that we were warned about him by George Orwell's prophetic novel, 1984. We have seen the enemy, Pogo used to say in that comic strip, and he is us. We are our own worst enemy. And you talk about discrimination, the firing of employees, the blacklisting of employees who dare to be whistleblowers. I think Americans have got to wake up and reject this shackle of that we're still a racist country. We are a discriminating country, and we are depriving people of their rights, but it is not a systemic, endemic racial profiling. There's a different profiling now. It's political, and that's far more dangerous to our constitutional government.
I bet there's a lot of conservatives in our audience that would agree with that, that the target there. Now, whether it equates to the racism that Martin Luther King spoke about in that speech 50 years ago, I certainly agree with him, Steve, on the progress we've made. I think, you know, other than the race baiters who continue to want to fuel an industry and try and create racial divides, we've come a long way from when Martin Luther King raised these issues.
We still have a way to go, though.
Yeah, but I think we're you know, we're at the 10-yard line compared to where we were at the very infancy of this. Is there a new discrimination, new profiling, political profiling? You let us know.
Steve Bakken and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bakken Bruce, the problem solver, at 800 237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Both tel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our Youngevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
Broadcasting today at the Bear Paw Lodge in Williston, just one of the Target Logistics facilities. And here today for the visit of Eric Cantor, the Republican leader, who will join us tomorrow on the program to tell us a little bit about his thoughts on what he saw firsthand in the Bakken with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who obviously was unable to join us today for the talk radio town hall because he was a tour guide out there among them. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Last chance for you to weigh in on the program on any and all issues today. Lloyd in Botno, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind. Lloyd, tell us.
Yeah, you were talking about that political thing. I call it political racism. You know, that does seem to be a problem. You know, they're always talking right wing, left wing. You know, teabaggers, liberals, extremists, you know, or whatever. You know, I do agree with you there. I wonder why everybody has to be so diverse like that. Why can't we all just be for one cause? You know what I mean?
So you feel the caller's right in your view that now there's political profiling, now the ones being discriminated against are anybody that's a conservative?
Well, you hear it all the time. You know, everybody, it's like everybody hates the opposite, you know. It's like nothing's going to get done or nothing's going to get accomplished if everybody's fighting amongst themselves about where they stand, you know.
Well, one thing I'll say, I've never I've never seen the kind of people described in the media that populate the Tea Party movement that they claim are there, right? All the supposed hatred and awful things people say. I see a bunch of God-fearing, freedom-loving people who are a real salt of the earth that care about the direction their country is going and have been, you know, really forced to get out there and get in politicians' faces and say what they believe in. I don't see the thugs and the rudeness and the extreme that many in the media portray. So on that point, I'd certainly agree.
I agree with you too. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the phone call, Lloyd. Lori emails in, I have to get this off my chest. Today, President Obama is going to be giving a speech on the exact same spot that Dr. King made his speech. How dare he? He has no right to be standing where Dr. King stood delivering his amazing I Have a Dream speech. Dr. King had a vision to change the world for good and the plan to move it forward. I believe Dr. King's dream and what he stood for, to have someone like President Obama standing there in the shadow of greatness when he is such a joke and a failure as a leader makes me physically ill. Shame on you, Mr. President. You do not deserve your office or Dr. King's spot. Shame on you. Let's go to Dave in Dickinson. What's on your mind today?
Months or so ago, the army overthrew the Morsi government over in Egypt. The main reason they did that is because they discovered papers, documents, that the people in the Muslim Brotherhood government were getting money from our state embassy embassy in Cairo. And the money was coming from our State Department. These people had to sign receipts for that money. And that document's going to be used in their trial. Them guys are going to be tried for spies for the U.S. And by our State Department giving money to a foreign government officials like that, that's an act of treason. And Obama's in on it. Therefore, he should be removed from office immediately for treason. And if he was, it'd prevent World War III, probably, if he wants to go play in Syria.
Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. By the way, I remembered the name I was trying to search for. Bob Walstead. Bob Walstead is with the Viking Integrity Fund out of Minot, and they have a portfolio of stocks from folks that are doing business in the Bakken only. So they go out and look at the big players that are publicly traded doing business in the Bakken, and so I remembered the name. I couldn't only remember his last name earlier. It was Bob Walstead. It's Integrity Funds. Viking Integrity Funds out of Minot. Okay, we have a call that wants to add to Mayor Kozer's top three list. You asked him his top three things. I think he said affordable housing, catching up on infrastructure. What was the other one? Quality of life, just having a good quality of life. Those were his top three. This caller has another one for Mayor Kozer's list. What is it?
Good morning, Scott, Steve, Mr. Mayor. I would request in the top three if you could possibly pull some strings and get a Red Lobster. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Bye.
Back to our last week when people were weighing in on what they would like in their communities with all this growth we've got going on in North Dakota.
Yeah,
seafood up in Williston.
Maybe they need restaurant incentives. I'm not sure they should. But
there you go.
He defended the use of those incentives to kind of get the ball rolling first on apartments, then on hotels, now on some retail, and maybe that would sprinkle the infield a little bit for some of the restaurants. I'd get some of those. What I don't understand about that is that food is a huge need, right? I mean, it is just it's a very integral part of this, and a lot of the chains are not here. You could now again, hiring's a challenge in locations, and there's different issues. But imagine how quickly the bottom line would have you pay for your restaurant business in full, in the middle of some of these things. So I think it's just a fear. They're just too good to be true unless you come here and see it firsthand. But we'll pass that comment on for the mayor. Appreciate that very much. Well, Steve, we're out of time. Tomorrow, Eric Cantor will join us. We'll get his recap on what he thought about the Bakken and his firsthand tour by Congressman Kevin Cramer, and make sure we leave a little more time to chat with the callers than we did today with all of our guests.
I'm sure you're going to have lunch before you leave, too.
At your suggestion.
Love the food there.
Yes, exactly right. All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the program we call What's on Your Mind for Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hannon. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.